Good morning, Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony. Let us now give our hearts and minds to God in worship, praise, meditation, confession, and to the service of the Lord. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will, hear his voice. Moment for reflection. How well do you know God? What brings God joy? What does God grieve about the most? What I'm really asking, how intimately do you know God? The truth is, we know more of the 411 of those who are hanging out with us than we do of God. How hungry are you for the knowledge of God? The Bible says in Psalm 25, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day." Do you want to know God as well as those you love? Just think what life would be like if we knew God's feelings, his heart, and even some of his secrets. Actually, we do desire to know the innermost secrets of God, but God has purposely put them beyond our knowing. Even so, some secrets of God are granted to those who truly seek and yield to God. God is never obligated to explain himself to anybody. When you read the Word of God, pray. Let these short words of prayer be part of your meditation in the Word of God. True enough, there are aspects of His ways that will remain hidden to us. I still want to know whatever God wants to reveal to me. How about you? Later on in this psalm, we find out who will be granted to know some of the secrets of God. Look in verse 9, 12, and 14 of Psalm 25. It says, God leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble and those who fear the Lord in the way we should choose. Consider this. The sovereign Almighty God confides in us. In doing so, God is trusting us with the truth of His character and in ways that remains a secret to those who refuse to fear Him. Are you hungry to know more of the Lord? Are you eager to grasp God's will and His purpose for you? When God reveals His secrets, it shows His intimacy for us. Be humble before God and let Him show to you His ways. Do you know the Lord Jesus? In what ways are you like Jesus? Do you see what Jesus sees when you see the world? The Bible says our Lord is a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Our Lord was an intercessor who offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears. Jesus' prayer wasn't a matter of reciting meaningless or unfeeling words. How did Jesus pour out His heart when the pains of life bore on His shoulders? Simply put, it was through prayer Jesus wailed to God on behalf of those God put in His hands. In relation to Jerusalem, the Bible says of Jesus, "Now, as He drew near, He saw the city and wept over it." Jesus wept over Jerusalem, the very place He would soon spill His blood to atone for the sins of the world. Jesus saw the reality of everything about to take place. If Jesus came to Cleveland, would He not weep? Jesus would be sobbing, wailing aloud, as mourning a death. If you are waiting at the stoplight and a poor kept man walks in front of you in the crosswalk, do you grieve or intercede in prayer to God? The truth is, we don't often weep over the spiritual straits others are in. More often than not, we don't see the broken heart of our holy Lord whose mercy and grace has been rejected. When we do, our hearts will be broken with Jesus. We are to weep with those who weep, regardless of the situation. How sincere is your burden for those who suffer around you, the sick and shut-ins, those of the bereaved, and those suffering the consequences of their secret sins. Ask God to help you see the people around you and the world through the eyes of Jesus. Father God, our marvelous Savior and Lord, one who owns infinite love, one who desires to pour mercy and grace and not condemnation, one who receives the dejected, one who delivers the captives, one who replaces sorrow and grief with the shout of joy. Oh God, let worship resonate in our hearts each day. Give us enduring faith to overcome wicked spiritual forces. Give us, O God, earnest faith to withstand every fiery trial. Make us to be unmovable vessels of the salvation of Christ. By the power of Christ, we are the people of the redeemed. Thank you, O God, for we are no longer wearing filthy rags of sin, but now we wear the robe of righteousness of Christ. We worship you, O God. O God, from heaven you gave us the order to stand. Though we contend against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness, we are to be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. O God, we confess our weakness when the wiles of the devil suddenly strike us. Let this day be a new day, one in which we forsake the ways of this world and instead be about our Father's business, saving souls, interceding for the needy, feeding the hungry, sowing the word in this darkened world. Let us, O God, pull the lost souls from the fiery furnace. For this reason, O God, we confess our sins, that we may keep our hands on the gospel plow. Forgive us, O God, when we take light of the suffering of Christ to redeem us from the power of sin. Forgive us, O God, of our presumptuous sins. Forgive us for not loving one another as you love us. Forgive us for the spirit of unforgiveness, for we ought to forgive, for we ourselves have been forgiven by Christ. Renew in us our vows to remain dead to sin, but alive to the works of righteousness. We plead the blood of Jesus, for nothing else removes our stains of sin. Teach us to hate abominable things. Give us a love for the spiritual things of heaven. Keep, O God, Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America within the gates of your protection. Let your graces be the gift we extend to every wayward soul, those in need of receiving a word from the Lord. Let the church, O God, lift up the Lord of salvation. Thank you, O God, for those you save, for those delivered, and all our leaders. May the work of the Lord carry on despite wicked opposition. Bless, O God, every household. Let your love heal our families from the things that divide us. May your healing continue to dwell in our house. O God, our nation needs your mercy this very hour. Look on our nation with divine favor. Bring us together, for no house can stand that is divided. We know your word, O God, tells of the perilous times to come. Save many before time runs down. Compel many to turn back to the Lord of salvation. Touch and move our leaders, O God, to do thy will. Give them your wisdom that they may rule righteously. Move our leaders to restore justice in the land. May no soul go without a chance to hear the call to repentance and salvation. Blessed is the nation whose Lord is her God. O God, we pray for those who suffer pestilence, sickness, and disease in their bodies, for healing on us all. Let none of us, O God, go another hour without spiritual healing in our heart, mind, and soul. Open the eyes of the blind. that they may see Jesus bidding them to come. Restore hearing of the deaf, that they may hear God's word speak of the redeeming love of Christ. Comfort those, O God, who have bid farewell to precious loved ones. Many are consumed in despair. Many are torn apart by their grief. Unless you comfort these, O God, how shall they come forth to tell of the joy of life? May your spirit of comfort bring forth a healing in the souls of the bereaved. Teach us, O God, to look to Jesus, the conqueror of death, that we may face our tomorrow. O God, we pray for the coming of thy kingdom. In doing so, we pray for the tearing down the kingdom of Satan and all his works in the earth. Hear the prayer of our supplication, O God. May our prayer be the sweet aroma that fills your holy temple for eternity. Now, Father God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to you, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. For a few moments, let's consider this meditation theme, enduring the fiery furnace. One of the great Bible stories we love to hear about was the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Their faith was tested by fire. As children, we wondered long and hard, how could humans survive inside a fiery furnace? We didn't understand at the time. With God, all things are possible. What trials of faith are you going through today? I suggest you are in the fiery furnace. Have you ever watched someone going through a hardship you thought they deserved, but somehow endured and survived that fiery furnace? Because of God, many are walking out of the fiery furnace, like those Hebrew boys. The Hebrew boys were under threat of being burned alive in a fiery furnace. They could be spared if they worshiped an idol. In sparing themselves from pain and death, they would be openly denouncing God. They were unwilling to forfeit their faith, so they willingly chose to face the consequences even if death was at hand. Our woke culture today tells us to assimilate the new morality or else. we too will burn in the fiery furnace. But the Bible gives us this perspective. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. The fact is, the Hebrew boys aren't the only ones walking out of the fiery furnace. We are too. God still delivers today. What does enduring mean? It means to stand firm in the faith and truth of God in the face of hostility without compromise. Enduring fiery trials will depend on your stable relationship with God. When we trust and obey God, we will have the strength and courage to stand on the promises of God. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Even so, the devil is ever turning up the heat. If we are to live by faith in a hostile culture, we need furnace faith. This kind of faith endures the fiery trials of life by resolving to daily do what God expects, no matter what the cost. God promises, when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. This marvelous story of God's deliverance is found in Daniel chapter 3. Starting in verse 19, scripture reads, "Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace." Amen. In our text, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego face a life crisis. They are being forced to worship an idol. If they do, they will sin against God. Their love for God leads them to remain faithful, but this will result in being burned alive. Will they compromise and live? Here's the deal. These Hebrew boys were brought before King Nebuchadnezzar and given a final warning. If you don't worship at noon when the horn sounds, you will be thrown into the burning furnace. These Hebrew boys didn't play around and try to evade the issue. They told the king, "We want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold." So the die is cast, and the Hebrew boys are thrown into the burning furnace. What does it mean to endure the fiery furnace today? Christians must interrelate with the ungodly every day. On the outside, the righteous and the ungodly aren't physically at each other's throats. The fiery furnace is a spiritual matter. Look at it this way. The devil uses the ungodly as honey to draw the bees, which are the righteous, to quietly contaminate the world with their godless attitude and ways, in hopes of contaminating the minds and hearts of the righteous. If you don't have enduring faith to stay in the realm of godliness, then you will become a victim of the devil's efforts to bring about your spiritual fall. 3 points to consider. First, the ungodly love evil and strives to destroy the righteous. The way of the righteous is repudiated by the ungodly. The ungodly primarily campaigns to replace the righteous worship of God with gods made by human hands. The gods of today are not necessarily made of stone, but are whatever suits the world's fancy or whatever becomes popular at the time. We worship materialism, money, power, fame, wealth through oppression. Faith and idolatry are incompatible. The fiery furnace today is a constant test to stay clean from the careless life of sin. Today, it's easy to compromise our faith, to forfeit our duty and obligation to God. Christians are spiritually tested in many ways. Confessing the Lord is not a once-for-all matter. None of us has spiritually grown beyond the capacity to deny Jesus. Second, the ungodly are not happy until they do evil and afflict the righteous who aims to live upright. The ungodly, although unknowingly, strives to instill their way of life while warring against the righteous who refuse to abide by the rules of ungodliness. Every day there is a showdown, faith versus ungodliness. At times, the showdown can be passive and there can be outright war between the saints and the ungodly. What does this showdown between faith and ungodliness look like today? The Bible says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." We only need to look at the new laws passed on Capitol Hill to see that what God calls evil is now being legislated as good and lawful. Third, the ungodly will be brought to shame when God preserves and elevates the righteous above the ungodly. The ungodly see the hand of God cancel their evil intent while the righteous are preserved and rescued. The ungodly will ultimately acknowledge Jesus as Lord, but not today. In the meantime, the ungodly will constantly see God delivering the righteous from their trials, persecution, and afflictions. The Bible is clear. The Lord will deliver the saints from every trial and affliction. What is God's response to His obedient children who are steadfast in their faith, who strive to stay true in mind, body, and soul to the precepts of His word? The Hebrew boys endured the fiery furnace because they loved God more than their very own lives. My friends, take this with you in your reflections today. Enduring the fiery furnace means to live for Christ no matter what. Is your worship contingent on what God does for you? Enduring the fiery furnace means you are striving to live what you believe. People who live by faith despite the cost know what they believe. Nobody dies for what they won't believe. Enduring the fiery furnace means to live in obedience to God. David tells us to hide God's word in our hearts so we won't sin against Him. With God's word in your heart, you can fight off satanic attacks. Enduring the fiery furnace means standing up for what you believe. When your knowledge and words become action, your faith is validated and deliverance is yours. Enduring the fiery furnace calls for willingness to sacrifice for your beliefs. The Hebrew boys chose death to remain faithful to God. For the Bible says, "For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God." Every believer faces the fiery furnace of daily temptation. The biggest temptation we face is to stop acknowledging God in our daily affairs when we are facing the fire of ungodly resentment. Believers, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Be careful of trying to save your life from the fiery furnace. In doing so, Jesus warns us, "Whosoever will save his life shall lose it." Endure your fiery furnace and watch the salvation of Jehovah God.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you for every fiery furnace we are to face. For without them, we can never reach perfection of faith. Without hardship, we could never know your deliverance. Without endurance, we could never taste the sweetness of being like Jesus. We ask for these moments of worship and reflection to be planted in the good soil of our hearts. May the seed of your word blossom in us into an abundant spiritual harvest for thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen.